Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Saturday, November 30th at 7:30 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Mystery Ranch and World Boards. This is our first daily forecast and danger ratings. I will issue the next forecast by 7:30 tomorrow morning. Since yesterday morning, the mountains near West Yellowstone received 7 inches of snow and elsewhere received 3 to 5 inches of low-density snow. Yesterday, wind was south to southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts of 40 miles per hour. This morning, wind shifted to the northeast to east at 5 to 15 miles per hour, and temperatures are single digits Fahrenheit. Today, temperatures will reach the low teens Fahrenheit with wind out of the north to northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Snow will stop later this morning and skies will clear by tomorrow. Since Wednesday night, the mountains near West Yellowstone, the southern Gallatin and southern Madison range, received 12 to 14 inches of snow, equal to 1.2 inches of snow water equivalent. Last week, Dave and I were at Lionhead and found a shallow, sugary weak snowpack that will struggle to support this heavy load of new snow. Today, avalanches are easy to trigger. They will be large and destructive and can be triggered from low-angle terrain below or adjacent to steep slopes. Snowfall is forecast to end this morning and wind will be calm, so natural avalanche activity will be less widespread as the storm ends. However, the snowpack is sitting at the edge of breaking and needs only the weight of a person to trigger a slide. Avalanche danger is considerable in the southern Madison Range, southern Gallatin Range, and the Lionhead area near West Yellowstone. Avoid travel on or underneath steep slopes. The mountains near Bozeman, Big Sky, and Cook City have a deeper and generally stable snowpack below the new snow. Earlier this week, Doug and Dave were in Cook City and found a snowpack that lacks widespread weak layers, and we received similar reports from skiers in Highlight and the Bridger Range. Today, avalanches will involve the 5 to 8 inches of low-density snow that fell since Wednesday. This snow will be most unstable where light to moderate winds drifted it into stiffer slabs. Yesterday, skiers in Highlight reported a weak interface below the new snow, and on Thursday, skiers in Cook City saw thin, wide avalanches which indicate a potential weak interface there. Dig and do a quick stability test to look for weak layers directly below the new snow. If you find unstable results, poor structure, or see cracks shooting out from your skis, then find lower angle terrain to ride. Today, new snow makes avalanches possible to trigger, and avalanche danger is rated moderate in the Bridger Range, Northern Gallatin Range, Northern Madison Range, and mountains near Cook City. If you get out, please send us your observations of avalanches, snow structure and stability, or new snow amounts and wind effects. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Thanks, and have a great weekend.